The rational mind has created the chaos, the hell, the concentration camp of reason in which we are all starving to death, spiritually, emotionally, and now, final masterpiece of man, actually, because the environment has become the final victim of the rational mind. Damn it, it's time that people face that the whole enterprise of Western civilization is ending in total disaster. And if we don't make major decisions in the next 20 years to alter radically our whole industrial policy all over the world, the environment will be so devastated that there will be no habitable world and no possible life in the world very soon. The media, which has so much power, does nothing but promulgate the basest and stupidest values. The great paradox is that this is a civilization that claims to give man a very noble vision, but in fact, what the media really tells us we are our hungry, sex-starved animals dying. It's the mystics of all the cultures that have given us the vision of who we really are, which are the children of God, the divine children, capable of an extraordinary ecstatic experience on earth of completeness and unity with the cosmos. And any vision short of that is selling us short. It's not simply that we are the children of God, which we are, it's also that the creation itself is divine, and that the creation itself is drenched with divine light, and everything in it is sacred and holy and radiating the love of God, because it's created out of the love of God. And we have then to see that and to be responsible for it. And that's the only way in which we're going to save this world, is by realizing what this world is. This world is the theater for our enlightenment and the showing forth of the glory and grandeur of God.